Some things are so abundant in kitchen gardens this time of year that gardeners can't give them away. Think of zucchinis or cucumbers. Commentator Jack Staub is a gardener who can't gush enough about a particular herb now at its peak.
One of the greatest pleasures of living in a space large enough for a plot of edible plants is that I can grow fresh herbs. Every year I plant about 20 different kinds, some annual, but most perennial. Rosemary, 4 kinds of thyme. Tarragon, many mints, 2 types of sage. Nothing turns a simple dish into something sublime faster than a chopped handful of any of these. But I have to say, if I were limited to one herb alone, I would not hesitate to choose fresh annual basil. I grew 3 types this year, lemon, Thai, which has a hint of spice, and the familiar large-leaved Genovese. And as in all summers, they have really hit their stride in these last weeks of August, just as fall is looming on the horizon. Every gardener I know has a huge crop right now and has dined on almost nothing but fresh caprese salad and pasta with pesto for weeks. So what do you do with all this herbal bounty? I rinse dry and pack a bunch of fresh basil leaves into my food processor. Then I add about 1 inch of good olive oil, 3 or 4 fat garlic cloves, a palmful of salt, some generous grindings of fresh pepper. This makes a thick green emulsion. If it's too thick, I add more oil and whisk it up again. When I'm satisfied, I pour it into plastic ice cube trays and freeze. When the cubes are frozen, I pop them out and store them in freezer bags. That's it. I am always amazed at how these cubes keep that fresh, summery bite, even after months in the freezer. So come November, or even February when things are really dreary, I just thaw 1 or 2. For real pesto, I whisk it up again with pine nuts and fresh parmesan. But these cubes are also brilliant for marinating meats or tossing with vegetables in a squeeze of lemon. They can also jumpstart a salad dressing like nothing else, as well as add an amazing green zing to any warming soup or stew. And best of all, they'll keep that pined foretaste of summer lingering on your tongue, even in the dark days of winter.
Commentator Jack Staub lives and gardens in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. He's the author of 75 Exciting Vegetables for Your Garden. You can find his recipe for orange basil shrimp at our website, npr.org.